From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. After more than 2 months of discussions with his top national security aides, President Obama tonight is expected to announce tens of thousands of additional troops for Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Bowman has the details.
The president will lay out his plan during a primetime address from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Defense sources say part of that plan includes sending 30,000 additional troops, boosting the American force in Afghanistan beyond 100,000. Included in the mix, helicopter units, surveillance aircraft, ground combat forces from both the Army and the Marine Corps. Most troops will deploy to southern Afghanistan, the heartland of the Taliban. Sources say the first Marine units will head to Afghanistan before Christmas, but the total force won't be in place until late next year. That will also include thousands of trainers. American commanders want to move faster to expand the number of Afghan soldiers and police so they can one day take over security for their country. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
The Senate has officially launched its health overhaul debate, even as lawmakers spar over a new report on its potential impact on health insurance premiums. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Senators got a look at their first two amendments yesterday. A proposal offered by Democrats would further expand the bill's preventive services available to women. The first Republican amendment would eliminate the bill's proposed reductions to Medicare and, with it, much of the bill's funding source. Meanwhile, Democrats and Republicans are both finding ammunition in a new study from the Congressional Budget Office about the bill's potential impact on insurance premiums. When it's fully phased in, says the CBO, premiums for people with insurance from their employers would see little change. Those who buy their own insurance could see increases, but that's because they'll likely buy plans that provide better coverage, and people who'd get government subsidies would pay far less. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Seattle have arrested four people they believe helped Maurice Clemens stay out of sight after four police officers were gunned down in a suburban coffee shop over the weekend. Clemens is suspected of shooting all four officers. He was shot and killed by a patrolman looking into a stolen car early this morning. Assistant City Police Chief Jim Pugel says Clemens had a gun.
A gun was recovered from the suspect. The preliminary investigation shows that it's an identical serial number to one taken from the homicide scene in Lakewood.
More arrests are expected today involving the suspect. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 125 points to 10,469. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 31 points to 2,175. And the S&P 500 is up 13 points to 1,109. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. The nation's manufacturing sector grew for a fourth straight month in November, but at a slower pace than the month before. Construction spending for September was also flat, indicating the recovery is still fragile. The Institute for Supply Management says its index of factory activity was 53.6 in November, down from 55.7 in October, and anything above 50 indicates expansion in the manufacturing sector. Pending sales of existing homes rose unexpectedly to their highest level in 3.5 years in October. A survey showed suggesting the housing market recovery was gaining steam. The National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index, based on contracts signed in October, rose nearly 4%. Voters in Atlanta are choosing a new mayor today. City Councilwoman Mary Norwood is running against former state senator Kasim Reed. As Georgia Public Broadcasting John Sepulveda reports, Norwood could be the first white mayor in more than a generation elected in Atlanta.
Atlanta is a predominantly black city, and while the issue of race has played a role in the campaign, especially during the summer months, both candidates expect today's runoff to come down to who has the best get-out-the-vote machine. Mary Norwood, a political independent who has built a coalition that includes upper-middle-class whites, poor blacks, and the gay and lesbian community, says she's confident her supporters will turn out to the polls. Meanwhile, candidate Kasim Reed, whose core of support comes from Democrats, says his organization will also perform well. Reed is relying heavily on the Democratic Party to turn out the vote. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulveda in Atlanta.
The Virginia couple who attended last week's state dinner for the Indian prime minister without being on the White House guest list say they're not gatecrashers. Rahek Salehi told the NBC Today show that he and his wife, Mikhail, are cooperating with the Secret Service. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.